This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We begin our reading and study of the epistles in the New Testament with the book of Romans. It was St. Augustine who long ago said, "You have made us for yourself, O God, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in you." Pascal more recently said, "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of each man which cannot be satisfied by any created thing, but only by God, the Creator, made known through Jesus Christ." Read Romans carefully, for it is the most thorough explanation of the Christian life. It begins with man as a sinner, apart from God, and shows what he can be if he takes by faith what God provided through Jesus Christ. The most precious provision for one who is saved is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. When he is given full control, he frees us from all that holds us back and enables us to do all that pleases God. The practical instructions inherent in abundant living begin with chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. This is how you can experience God's good, pleasing, and perfect will on a day-by-day basis."